Cruel to Be Kind from the brilliant Nick Lowe opening the show today. Hello and welcome to Radio Radio on Liverpool Community Radio with me, Cliff Howarth. For the next hour, I'll be playing some songs that I like and hopefully some songs that you like as well. And I'll be having a very special chat with my guest today, Mr. Dave Hughes. So that's coming up on the show today. So all you need to do is sit back, relax and listen. And Smile Like You Mean It, a band I've been very lucky enough to see a couple of times here in Liverpool at Echo Arena, I think it was. And it's really, really funny because the last time I saw them, they started with Mr. Brightside. And normally when the gig starts, the lights go down and the lights didn't go down. So they played that song with all the lights up in the arena. I'm not sure if it was part of the plan or not, but it certainly come across very well. Great sing-along. Okay, what I'm going to be playing for you today is hopefully a little bit of a mixture, something for everyone. And this one is an unsigned guy. He's local, he's brilliant, singer-songwriter. Fella's name is Stuart Todd, and this is his brand new song, and it's called Happy Hour at the Sunrise. See what you think of this one.
Mm-hmm.
Stuart Todd and Happy Hour at the Sunrise, one of our unsigned local singer-songwriters. Absolute pleasure to see this guy play live as well. He's really, really good. So if you get a chance, try and get along to see him. I know he did Folk on the Dock back in the summer at the Albert Dock along with some of the big names. I think Chris Difford from Squeeze played that one as well as the John Jenkins and James Street Band, who you will be listening to a little bit later on in the show. OK, I'm going to crack on because I've got quite a few songs to go through. And coming up after the next song, I'll be speaking to my special guest, Mr. Dave Hughes. OK, so this song I'm going to play for you now is called Turn Me On, Turn Me Out Tonight. And it's another unsigned local band. This is Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. Now, I saw Joe Symes about 4 years ago playing a charity gig. His band's changed an awful lot since then. And he's just released an album, which is called Phase 2. It's his second album, and I do highly recommend it. It's really, really good. But this is a song I've taken from that album for you today, and it's called Turn Me On, Turn Me Out Tonight.
Let me tell you about the things I'm gonna try.
Turn Me Out Tonight from the brilliant Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. And you can go to Joe's Facebook page and you can find out all about him and his music there. So his latest album is called Phase 2, just been released, and it's well worth a listen. Okay, it's time for my studio guest, and I'm delighted to welcome into the studio today good friend of mine, Dave Hughes. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good morning to you as well.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Depends what time you're listening, but hello anyway. Yes. And welcome to Liverpool Community Radio.
Oh, it's great to be here. And great to meet some of the guys who came up to our studio, or my studio.
Yeah.
And it really is. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm back in Kensington again, because it's an area I know reasonably well.
Good, good. Well, I should let everybody know a little bit about you, and then we can have a little chat a bit more. Dave Hughes, as far as I know, and as far as I'm concerned, you are a community leader well known in McGull and Lydiate and surrounding areas. As you mentioned there, you're used to being in the studio because you present a show on Muggle Radio as well. So no stranger to the studio.
Every Thursday, 12 o'clock, yes. Right. Yeah. I have been doing for a few years now.
Good. Yeah. So your show, I know, is a bit of a memory show, isn't it? A blast from the past.
Well, that's all I remember. As you get older, you look back, don't you? And that's what happens. I remember this. I just come over here today, you know, and I used to know... Oh, well, I've been a cab driver, of course. I'm a member of the city, but wow, it's changed.
Yeah, that's changed.
Hasn't it changed?
Yeah, indeed, it has. Yeah.
And it's an eye opener. It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. So, just to let people know a little bit about you, the thing that struck me with yourself is, as well as doing the radio show, I mean, I met you from you being a lollipop man, from taking my nephew to school every day for the last few years at St Andrews in Muggle.
That's right.
And that's where I got to know you. So, lollipop man, taxi driver,
truck driver,
bus driver.
You've done it all, haven't you? 50 years on the road.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, in 50 years on the road, I amassed 66,000 air miles.
Wow.
And I threw them all in for the 5 days in America. Wow. I went to New York.
Super.
Absolutely fabulous. New York was.
Yeah.
I didn't particularly like the flight. But
no, it's
now,
a lot.
Now I know what BA stands for, yeah.
No, it is. It is a bit of a long haul. I've been twice to the States, and I used to hear people talking about jet lag. I now get it, and I know what jet lag is. So, I didn't spend too long in New York, sadly. I was only there briefly passing through, going to Boston.
Well, yeah, it was on my bucket list.
Yeah.
It was on my bucket list because... I went to school with John Lennon, and he lives around Penny Lane. I'm from Penny Lane.
Okay.
That's why I know this area reasonably well. And I wanted to go up to Central Park to see Strawberry Fields.
Something I'd love to do.
And it's not a field, you know.
No?
No, it's like a mosaic circle.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And of course, there's thousands of people. There wasn't thousands. A few hundred from all around the world.
Yeah.
And in fact, it was an Italian couple who took a picture of me standing in the circle.
Right.
Yeah, you've got to take a picture, haven't you?
You have.
And there's a guy outside flogging Beatle memorabilia.
Mm.
And he was telling stories, yeah. Yeah. But he forgot to mention that he actually lived just around the corner from Penny Lane.
Right.
For quite a few of his years.
Yeah,
and he went
to
Dovedale Road School.
Yeah.
And things like that, so... I was able to put him right.
Yeah. So it's going back to your past as well. I mean, you mentioned that you know, you used to be a taxi driver as well.
Oh yeah.
And going
back
to the days of the Beatles, I believe that you had a famous Beatle in your taxi at one time, didn't you?
Oh,
as well?
Ringo. Yeah, Ringo. I've had Ringo a couple of times, and his first wife sadly passed away.
Yeah.
And the first time, I had my cab kicked in.
Really?
Oh, did he? I mean, Ringo lived in Admiral Grove, which is off High Park Street.
Okay.
And he jumped in the cab. Admiral Grove is paved. You can't drive down it. He walked up. And he walked up. Well, I thought with his folks. Let's call them his folks anyway. And this young lad in the middle, I didn't know who he was. and he said, Pilch Lane, Dovecot Height and Way.
I know.
Fair hike. Yeah, it is, you know. Yeah. You're talking to them days, the fares are 1 and 3 a mile. That's the old money, that. What's 1 and 3?
Before
now?
My time, that's
5, 7, 8 pence, or whatever he said. And I took him, and he gave me number 268, whatever it was. So I'm looking for 250, 260, and counting. And then on the opposite side, the dual carriageway, Pulsley. And I saw these crowds there. And he tapped on the window, and he said, "It's over there." And I looked up. We used to have what they call a blimping mirror in the taxis. They probably still got them now. Boss, I'm giving too much away. But anyway, and said, "Oh, you're not one of the Beatles, are you?" He said, "Yeah." So I took the cab round the other side of the dual carriageway and dropped outside the church hall.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing I ever did.
Oh.
Because they had two police women. I thought, bless them, their souls. They were trying to keep the crowd back.
Oh.
And he said, "It's Ringo, it's Ringo. And he was squashing them, they were squashing against me cab. Lucky there was no real damage. But it was a lasting memory.
And, a scary experience, that.
It was, but... No, it was fun when you look back at it.
Yeah.
And since then, I've picked him a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's, and of course, he comes to Dingle Lad, of course.
Of course.
Like Billy Fury, he's the Dingle Lad, yeah. Yeah, so.
So you grew up around Penny Lane area, yeah?
Born and bred Penny Lane.
Right.
Born and bred in Penny Lane. Yeah. I was. They call me Yozza Hughes.
Yozza Hughes.
Yozza Hughes.
Gives a job.
Yeah, gives a job. Yeah. And when I was trucking, I went up to Scotland and to Glasgow, a depot in Glasgow. And one of our, from the depot in Liverpool, he moved to Glasgow, Tom his name was, and they wouldn't believe that there's a real life Yozza.
Yeah.
Yeah, a boy from the Blackstone. And I walked into his office. I said, "Hey, Kales, Kales, this is Yozza. This is Yozza Hughes." And because the boys, the black stuff, were there. Yeah. And you know what? Another coincidence is when I came out of work after 40 odd years in 1985, I think it was. Always been in work, came out of work.
Yeah.
And I'm walking across Castle Street, and the guy I bumped into with Alan Bleasdale.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And I felt like saying, "Give us a joke."
Ironic, you should have done it. You should have done it.
Yeah.
So you've done an awful lot, Dave, in your life. You're 79 years old, if you don't mind me telling all the listeners.
I was 79 last week.
79 time, last week, yeah. And to be honest with you, I mean, I'm in awe of the things that you've done. I mean, if I can get to 79 and get through half the things you've done, I'd be delighted.
Yeah.
You've done a zip wire across the city in pyjamas.
I did, yeah.
For the charity, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was for the Walton Centre.
Yeah.
That's my favourite charity.
All right.
Because the Walton Centre saved my son Robert's life.
Right.
He had a brain operation. And you've got to give something back, haven't you? And I tried. And I've done a few things for them. I rode my Vespa to the Arctic and things like that. And I raised a few bob for them, yeah.
Yeah, I know you do an awful lot for charity. You know, go and talking about your Vespa. I mean, I know with being a lollipop man, you get the summers off, 6 weeks off in the summer, like the teachers do.
Yeah. You're not going to say you're off again, are you?
No, not at all. You tend to spend it wisely. I mean, you know, in bed, Cliff, in bed last week.
Yeah.
But when you're not, I mean, you jump on your Vespa and you're going across Europe. I mean, you went over to Sweden to what's the famous bridge, Carnegie?
Oh, no, I'm doing. Yeah. Well, I'm doing that next year.
Yeah.
I'm going that between Denmark. It's that TV series. It just bugged
me.
The
Bridge.
Have you watched The Bridge yourself?
Yeah.
David's nodding his head as well. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I've seen every series. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And people are put off by subtitles. No, what? It's absolutely great.
No, it's great. Yeah.
And it's been in my head. I've got to do that bridge. In fact, when I was going to do the Arctic, I was going to do the bridge. But when I was trucking, there was ferries everywhere.
Yeah.
There was ferries, and you go to Germany, you can go to Denmark, anywhere from mainly the southeast,
mm-hmm.
you know, Dover, Harwich, and places like that. No more.
No.
No more. And there's not even a ferry going through Zeebrugge anymore.
All right.
And I remember the Herald of the Free Enterprise, that ship that fell over in Zeebrugge. But a Zeebrugge, actually, talk about Zeebrugge, I'm jumping ahead. It's got a link with the Mersey. I mean, the Royal Daffodil got named the Royal Daffodil, the ferry boat.
Yeah.
After the Zeebrugge in the war,
he went in to rescue
people, and they called it the Royal, so they saved so many lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that disaster, the Herald, and I saw it on its trials.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it was high as the Delphi.
Oh.
It was a heck of a size, that ship. And I said to, I used to go empty to Bremerhaven to pick up bananas.
Nice.
For Fife's. Yeah. He's a Fife's depot here in Scotty Road, on Great Homer. I said, yeah, it's going to fall over. Oh, God, didn't it come through?
Yeah.
That was such a disaster.
It was sad. I remember that time.
I think it was
85, I think that was, or 85, 86. Because I remember around that time, I was planning to do a football trip to Holland with the football team.
Yeah.
And I can remember a lot of the parents were saying, oh, you know, is it safe? Is it okay? And, you know, we were very wary about doing it. We did it in the end, but it does make you think.
Those people are great, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're absolutely
brilliant.
Yeah.
Lovely people. Yeah. It's a language I couldn't learn, though, I must admit.
Oh, the only thing I can learn, the only thing I've got, hackball.
Yeah?
Meatballs. Hackball. And brilliant.
The important things.
Yeah, and meatballs and frites.
Yeah.
Chips. And brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's... I remember a few weeks before we were going, I thought, right, I'll learn the basics here, so at least you can say please
it's
and
difficult.
Thank you.
It's difficult.
I've got no chance here. I just hope that they all speak English, which of course they did, which puts us to shame wherever you go across
they
the world. I've got really good friends in Athens, and to go into a conversation with them, they introduced me to their friends, and they all speak to me in English fluently, and... when they then start talking in Greek, I just feel, you know, what a dope that I've not even bothered learning. But why, please and thank you is about all I know.
Well, it's true. When I first went over to Germany and took into Germany, it was, this is hard border. You're talking about Brexit now, aren't we? Mm. This is pre-Brexit.
Yeah.
And hard borders. And the Jerry's give, sorry, Germans, they give you loads of paperwork.
Yeah.
All in German. And I haven't got a clue what I'm signing for.
You guessing?
But the Dutch. Mm. And the German guard didn't like us then anyway in the 70s.
No.
There's still a hangover from the 45 war.
Yeah.
But the Dutch. The Dutch trucker, he filled it in with me the first trip, and I took a coffee.
That's nice, isn't it?
And I've loved them ever since.
Yeah.
I really have. They're brilliant people.
Lovely people.
Absolutely fabulous
lovely
people.
People.
Yeah.
But yeah, I met you, as I say, through the lollipopping, and you decided at the point in your life where you're going to get
well,
up,
let's
get
not
out
forget,
of the house
Cliff,
and go
let's
do
not,
that.
Let's not forget, let me interview you, because I did interview you, because you were the first person through those infamous green gates at Hillsborough.
Oh, right, yeah.
You were the first person through
sadly,
that.
Yeah,
and that was 15th of April, 1989.
Yeah.
And that was and I still wear the 96 on my uniform.
I know.
It's tragic, tragic.
It was tragic, and I say that's where I met you through taking my nephew to school every day. So I'm going to play a song. It's obviously it's a song that rings true to you. So we'll chat after this anyway. To play that one, my boy Lollipop, my Lollipop man in the studio, Mr. Dave Hughes.
Thank you very much.
For anyone who's just tuned in listening, by the way, this is Radio with me, Cliff Howarth, on Liverpool Community Radio. And my guest today I'm interviewing is Mr. Dave Hughes, Lollipop man, radio presenter, and Vespa driver, rider. So tell us a bit more about your travels on your Vespa, Dave.
Well, I've just been discussing about the Whit Bank holiday now. We don't call it Whit no more. They call it the Spring Bank holiday.
Spring, yeah.
Yeah, but when the war ended in 45, Dad joined the United Nations,
mm-hmm.
the truck driver.
Yeah.
And he wrote a diary of when he left Penny Lane and went to over to France to pick his truck up.
Yeah.
And he picked up in a place called Granville, which is on the west coast of Normandy.
Mm-hmm.
And his diary lasted about 6 months. And he drove over to a place called Heidelberg in Germany. It took him 3 days just to get to Heidelberg.
Wow.
Because the RAF had been there before him.
Ah, right.
He came and trying again. And I've got pictures of Heidelberg and it was completely flattened.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. But he wrote this and it's been on my bucket list for quite a while. Okay, I'll do it this year. So I took Vespa down to Portsmouth on the Brittany ferries, came off at St. Malo. And then I drove straight east, west to east, to Heidelberg, stayed in Reims, and it's nothing new to me.
Yeah.
Because I've done it.
Yeah.
But in a truck, a 30-odd ton truck them days.
Much different on a bike, though.
Well, yeah, it's a bit different, but you've still got the road sense.
Yeah.
And then I went into Heidelberg, and I met the deputy mayor, because McGull Council, the mayor, had given me a letter.
All right.
Just a letter for... A nice letter, shall we say. Yeah, trying to join up McGull.
Linking us.
Yeah, at a link, towns, if you like, yeah. Simply because the town council leader, Patrick McKinley, wanted McGull to be more internationally known.
Yeah.
Hence the New York, hence the Arctic Circle, and now Heidelberg. So I delivered a letter and the McGull coat of arms. So Sunday, Monday, I was in Reims. Tuesday night, I was in Heidelberg. Wednesday night, I was in Rotterdam.
Wow.
And Thursday, I was home in McGull having lunchtime, having a cup of tea. Yeah. So it was about 1,200 miles in the Miami Vespa. Yeah.
So what was the weather like when you were over there? What was it like travelling? Did you have all your leathers and stuff on? Or
leathers?
Do you not wear leathers at all, man?
Blinking neck. I started off, Cliff, with all my bike gear, and I've been a biker since the 50s.
Yeah.
It came from the government surplus or the Army, Navy or Millets.
Yeah, Millets, I remember Millets.
Most of us started off like that. My own complete suit was a tank commander's suit.
Wow.
Yeah, because they used to have them in the war, these big suits.
Yeah.
And they were flogging them up in the Army, Navy after the war ended, so I got one of those. And big gloves. But nowadays, of course, I've got heated vests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thermals.
I've got heated. You plug
really?
Them in. The electric, you plug them
no
in.
No way.
And then I have extension down to me gloves. And I've got heated gloves.
Wow.
Though I'm too hard to put it on, to be honest. I've got them if I never need them, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so 2 degrees today. So if you're out on your bike today, then definitely get
it. It's a bit nippy, yeah.
It's cold today. Well, brilliant. So, as I said, I'm absolutely in awe of what you've been doing there. But I just want to bring things up to date a little bit. You've taken up playing the ukulele.
Oh, I love it.
So tell us a bit about that.
I don't think I'm the only one. I think it's really taken off. I think everyone who wants a ukulele, especially the youngsters, but yeah, I'm 79. But nevertheless, it's something I wanted to do. Can I tell you a story?
You can go.
In the 40s, late 40s, early 50s, skiffle was rap.
Yeah.
Everybody, every street had a skiffle group.
So the Beatles started, wasn't it?
Well, they listened. I don't know if they started it or not, but I don't think they had teachers use the double basses.
Yeah.
And you don't think they had washboards and finger and thumb.
But their music was class of skiffle, wasn't it?
What the women have on the thimbles on the end of fingers. And it's brrr. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And Jinx. You know what Jinx are?
No.
Are you only
no
kids.
Idea.
Do you know the bottle tops off the beer?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, the metal tops.
Yeah.
Well, they're called Jinx.
Okay.
And if you fasten, you put two together, drill a hole or nail a hole, and nail it to a broomstick.
Right.
And the washboard going, and the double bass with the T-chest.
Yeah.
Somebody's made a guitar, or they've got one given. Brilliant, and I loved it. And Lonnie Donegan and Chas McDevitt and people of that ilk.
Yeah.
I loved it. And I've actually joined the Lonnie Donegan fan club, which used to be in the cavern, the original cavern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what people don't know about the original cavern, it hummed.
Yeah.
Oh, it hummed.
My auntie told me that. She said the place.
Because it was a fruit market. It was a cellar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and. It, you know how narrow Matthew Street is. Mm. And years ago, I was driving trucks down there, delivering fruits and onions to the shops or the stores down there, the wholesalers down there. It didn't last long, but I always wanted to be in a group. 79, I'd be what? I know I was driving then, so I'd be 18.
Yeah.
I would be 18. So it's 60 years ago.
Wow.
I'm back in a group and I've played. I tell you what, it's brilliant. It's brilliant when I'm in a group, a big band. I mean, 30 people, so I'm making a load of mistakes. But you see people getting up, enjoying themselves, jiving. Yeah. We've played the museum, you know, the Liverpool Museum.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
In the auditorium there. And if you go on my Facebook page, you'll see me right in the end. Of course, I'm a beginner. And all these guys are really good musicians. And I'm going to go at the back. I'm going to go in the back.
gonna hide.
That's right, yeah. They stuck me in the front. Yeah. Right in the front. And, wow. It was a... You know, you get a buzz off people.
Oh, yeah.
You hear artists saying, you can't beat a live audience.
Beat the buzz.
You can't beat a live audience. It's absolutely true, folks. People are getting up, they're clapping. We had three encores, and they were jiving. It's after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, jiving. And I did the Holy Rosary with the band.
So the band, it's the Mad Dukes, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about the Mad Dukes.
Well, the Mad Dukes, I first came across them doing a bit of work for the Magull Town Council, and they had an open day, if I've forgotten what it was, and they came on and played that brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I've always wanted to play an instrument. I've had a guitar, but that just parked up and I never actually got round to using it properly. But the ukulele is smaller.
Yeah.
The problem with the guitar, they have a wide neck, you know where the top is.
I know.
And you've got, you know, it's 17 on my hand to get a bit arthritic. But with the ukulele, it's only just over an inch.
Yeah.
Inch and 3/8, actually, in old money. And I can get my fingers round there, no problem at all. And I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. And I saw them again. They played St. Andrew's Church.
Yeah.
And the church was rocking.
Right.
Absolutely rocking. And then, of course, you had the Dukes of Hazzard on.
I did, yeah.
You had the Dukes of Hazzard on. So I was in my elements meeting then because I was helping you. There was about half a dozen of them there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
No, off the top of my head.
Yeah, there was.
So I was asking them all sorts of questions.
There was.
And said, right, I'm going to do it. And I did it. And the best thing I ever did.
Brilliant.
Well, them, the wife and the family, because all I can hear is door slamming.
While you're upstairs practicing.
Yeah. I don't think it's the practicing, it's the singing.
All right. So you playing this all right then, yeah.
I'm a hopeless singer. Oh. But I'm also in the Magull Voice Choir as well.
I believe so.
And I hide behind them at the singers. I assure you, there I hide behind them. There, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, I'm gonna play a song from the Dukes of Hazzard, which they did a session a little while back for me, and this is one of the songs that they did, and I know it's a song that you like as
well. It's not Folsom, is it?
It is. It's
fabulous.
It's their version of Folsom Prison Blues. So we'll have a listen to this one.
Thanks.
Train a coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. But I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps on rolling down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, but don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, hang my head and cry.
Get ready, baby.
From this
lonesome whistle, blow my blues away.
Take it away, Andy.
Train a coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when, but I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps on rolling down to San Antone.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you very much, Cliff. Oh, it's fabulous.
Just for you. The
Did
brilliant
you hear
Dukes.
That whistle going?
Oh, I know.
Fabulous.
I know. What a band they are. There's about 30 of them in the band.
Well, there's over 60 in Mad Dukes, you know.
60.
They've had to shut it because there were so many people wanted to join. Oh, and I just got word. In. It was only the Mad Dukes when I saw them on your show.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I went and get it, and then the following week they said no.
Put a stop on it.
Yeah, that's right. I was so made up.
I think it's great that so many people want to take up playing that instrument.
Well, you know what? There was an article in the paper a couple of weeks ago about music. I don't know if you read about music, and it makes people like. And I got friends with dementia at the moment. But it's a cure.
I believe music.
Music is a cure for all sorts of illnesses, especially dementia. Yeah. I feel sorry for people who are stuck in. The organisation, I don't really have one around Kenny here, but they're certainly in Magull. It's called U3A. It's the University of the Third Age. Are you heard of it, Dave?
Yeah.
And there's so many things that people, old people.
Yeah.
Which it's a bit unfair, really. I mean, they retire and they go, oh, I'm going to do, I'll do the garden and things like that. But if you go to U3A, folks, brilliant.
Yeah.
There's so many things you can do. Learn a language. You can do it indoors. You can learn card making, dressmaking, walks, theatre groups. It's a fantastic organisation. Yeah.
Superb. Yeah. It's good that they've got things like that, really.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's good that people volunteer to help
people do
that.
Of course, we'd be nothing without volunteers.
Where we live in Magull, there's some fabulous people. They really are.
Yeah.
And, the Civic Awards evenings on November the 8th. And there's quite a few being nominated there, and it's good to see.
Well, talking of the Civic Awards, I mean, you've actually won two Civic Awards yourself as well. That's something I'm going to mention.
I didn't want to bring that up.
I know you didn't. You know you're not a big head, but, if there's ever a person who's been deserving of them for what you've done for the area, as I say, for me, you're a community leader, and what you've done for the area is brilliant, you're well known by everybody. I mean, I think the thing that comes home to me is when you're not there at your lollipop crossing, when there's somebody else coming in, the number of people who say, that's not Dave. Where's Dave? First thing you ask, where's Dave? So, you know, you mean an awful lot to a lot of people. So it's a great thing that you've done. And
But I think that happens to all lollipop
well
people,
deserved.
To be honest.
Yeah.
If they're for a long time, they become part of the furniture.
Yeah.
I don't know, I've got some lovely people in my
But room. You need to be a special kind of person to, no matter how you're feeling in the day, you've always got a smile for people crossing that road.
Well, don't be a lollipop man if you're not that kind of person.
Exactly, you know everybody by name. I mean, how you manage to remember everybody, I will never know.
It's difficult.
You seem to know everybody's name crossing that, exactly. You know everyone's name crossing that road, and that shows you that you are a community leader there, and what you do is brilliant, and you know, for anybody who's thinking of taking up an instrument, you're never too old to rock.
Simple as that. Well, you know what? At the Holy Rosary on Friday, it's gone. They had two musicians, ukulele players.
Yeah.
It was their birthday.
Oh.
And one of them was 89.
Wow.
Cliffy was brilliant. 89.
Wow.
Oh, I stood up and applauded the guy. He was absolutely fantastic.
So it's never too late. There's always time for you.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, listen, we're going to wrap up this interview. Thank you so much for coming into Liverpool Community Radio today and being part of my show, Radio Radio. Yeah. Thank you so much. Good luck with all that you're doing with the Ukes, and keep on rocking.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm going to play a song for you now, Dave. I know that you like this band because you've been playing a song of theirs called Fish and Chips. perhaps on your show.
Or Ragamuffins.
They're Ragamuffins. But this is a song of theirs called Drawn to the City, which is all about Liverpool. Thank you, Dave Hughes.
I've sailed round the seven seas. Now I'm coming home. Now I'm coming home again. Well, it's not as if I needed that excuse to hit the road before the router of the country took a nosedive. So with a suitcase set of dreams to carry, wave goodbye to January. The promises and memories that stand to last a lifetime. And with the vaguest of flamenco sketches painted across the edges, watch the ocean try to eat away the coastline. And then through Catalonian catacombs will burst out of the gloom and try to overwhelm my senses in the meantime. Cause you're chasing down a dream, feels like the best mistake you made. And if life don't give you lemons, then you can't make lemonade. And you'll never feel the sunshine while you're sitting in the shade for all your life. Cause this is all. Jesus sent their little world collapsing. Hordes of multimillionaires remembered for a lapse in concentration. But you'll never know for certain if you're scared to roll the dice. You can make a steady living out of liberating mice. And just like Bobby Dylan said, if you don't think about it twice, then it's all.
To the city from the brilliant Ragamuffins, another one of our top local bands. Again, another unsigned band as well. And you can see the Ragamuffins playing. They play quite often in the city. They played Peaky Blinders in the city centre a couple of weeks back. So if you keep your eye out for them, they will be coming back and playing again pretty soon. You can go to the Facebook page, which is the Ragamuffins, and you can find out a little bit more about them. But they are at the minute recording a brand new album, which is due out early in 2019, and a band I can recommend going to see. The singer-songwriter is a fella called David Jaggs, and I've had David Jaggs on the show. We'd need a two-hour show for a one-hour show, believe me, because if you thought Dave Hughes could talk, then you've not heard David Jaggs. He's something else, but a lovely fella as well. My thanks to Dave Hughes for being part of this show today. Right, I'm going to play another unsigned local guy for you now. This is a fella who goes all the way back to the 80s. He was in a band called Persuaders, and then after that Come In Tokyo, famous Liverpool bands. They weren't famous in hit-wise, but on the live circuit, everybody wanted to go and see them play. And he's back doing stuff. It's John Jenkins and the James Street Band. And this is a song of his from an album from a couple of years back called Window Shopping in Nashville. And this is a song he done with a singer called Megan Louise, who's now out on her own as a solo singer. She's very, very big in the country charts as well. And this is a song called Silhouettes.
Something tells me I was wrong.
When you said goodbye, how was I to know that this feeling inside would grow and grow?
We'll watch the sun rise once more. Before.
I can take all the love you have and more. Say the word, I'm at your door.
Take my hand, take my heart, take it all. As close as silhouettes upon.
Good, I won't let you go.
We'll watch the sun rise once more. You can take me in your arms, just like before.
Silhouettes upon the wall.
The light that burns
our love
reflected on.
And it would be so much, yeah.
Simply paradise.
Just watch me fall.
Okay, this is the brilliant Mark Formoir and Two Black Sheep and a song called Live, Love and Laugh.
Of the people looking at me took me by surprise. Faces in every sepia tinted photograph. Whispered live,
churchyard on a bright clear day, when out of nowhere came a voice I heard it say, today you're passing through, but there's a space reserved in this place just for you. Headstones side by side in rows along the path, called out live, love, songs of love that no one thought would last. Voices came crackling out of my old phonograph. I sang along, live, love, laugh.
Live, Love, Laugh from the brilliant Mark Vomawar and Two Black Sheep. What a collaboration. And that's so new, it hasn't even been released yet. That's coming out shortly on an EP that the guys have put together. Okay, that's near the end of the show. I would like to thank everybody who's listening in today. A special thanks to my guest, Dave Hughes, who's been on the show with me, and to Liverpool Community Radio and the producers, Dave and Steve. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity here today. And I'm going to finish off with a song from Vanessa Murray, and again, another unsigned local artist who's absolutely brilliant. And she's based over the water, and just have a listen. Her band are superb. This is produced by John Lawton from Crosstown Studios, and he plays guitar on this, and I saw him play guitar the other week, and what a guy, what a guitarist, and top man indeed. So yep, thank you very much to everyone who's listened today, and from me, Cliff Howarth, thank you and goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.